childhood suburb of Richmond, Adelaide. There were horses still. Early morning jinkers in back streets. Men in hats who dreamed of cleaning up one night at the Wayville Trots. And work vehicles. Cowley's bread cart, chocolate brown with gold flowing cursive and pinstriping. Parlour Rabideau. The grocer who might give you a ride or an Arnott's biscuit from a cubic tin. The milky delivered in the early hours. Leave out an empty billy on the front doorstep at night. Next morning it was full of milk, with an inch of yellowy cream risen to the top. The baker's horse. The baker came in daylight, dancing arm in arm with a chunky wicker basket. The road was sealed by now, but without gutters. Some days the old horse had a nose bag full of chaff. When she did it, she would wade out the front, cropping grass at the base of the wooden telegraph pole, now a driveway. Flopping steaming turds the size of tennis balls, the colour of Keane's mustard. Blinkers, leather harness and horse sweat, all mingling in a musty smell. I like the way she flicked flies with her tail, or shivered the light on her sleek coat if the tail didn't work. Ever advancing by one house. The milky's horse. In the boiling river of convulsion, the cars graze, browse, rumbling in their throats, fart monoxide, slow to a pace. The herd parts and coalesces to veer around the foreign obstacle. Corpuscles in a major urban arterial route. I am riding the Melbourne Star to high school along the busy Marion Road in summer. A milk cart, stationary, lashed to a dead horse. The flies already finding the carcass, still swaddled with leather and shiny harness. Milkman distressed, temperatures rising. The milk, the body, driver's blood as he detaches the cart. The last horse. Its significance lost on cars urgently delivering their contents to factories and offices. Less tempers and a cartload of milk.